Did you know that there's actually 8 wonders of the world? And the 7 are found in maps, but the 8th is found right here, which is compounding interest. If you're sick of hearing my dad jokes, well, definitely do not watch this video. But if you're someone that wants to know how compounding interest works, especially with how you can leverage up with real estate and grow a massive portfolio, then definitely keep watching. Hey guys, my name's Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now let's be real, finance and real estate can get quite dry. When I start getting into compounding interest, you're like, I didn't sign up to go into an economics class or go back to business studies at school. What you want is how I can make more money. It's so important to figure out how these simple models can actually help you realize what your gains could look like over a 30 or 40 year period. Our level of focus is so low, and where that's compounded is that we want everything instantly. Instant gratification, along with our focus being like next to nothing, it's a recipe for disaster. And then when you look at real estate, you're like, yeah, it's for long term, but nothing's happened for 2 months. And the reality is the long-term gain is where you want to be. So when we have clients come to us and say, Ravi, I want to retire in the next 5 years, unless you're sitting on a lot of cash or you have an amazing amount of borrowing capacity and you have equity in some property, it's probably not going to happen. Now, you may have watched my portfolio and how it's grown so quickly over the last sort of 9 to 10 years. That is definitely still possible. And when I say that, I'm not saying, yes, you can go out there and borrow with the same conditions as before, but there are so many tools now that you can use that you couldn't use back then. And in addition to that, you can move at speed. When I was looking for property, it would take me anywhere between 9 and 12 months to actually find something. Until I got the hang of it, it really was a chore. And so if you're someone that needs the help and you want to move at speed, maybe you already have a pre-approval, maybe you've been looking for a while, maybe you did the statistics and were like, hey, these look great, and then you couldn't actually find a property, well, then you definitely need to move with speed with a buyer's agent. Now, buyer's agents are really popular nowadays, so definitely do your research and find someone that you can relate to, but also someone that's gone out there and delivered results over time and time again. So if you're interested in using our services, we're completely transparent with our numbers, so you can check it out on the website. I'll leave a link in the description below, as well as it probably pops up on the screen here at some point. Now let's jump into what compounding interest actually is and how it can actually supercharge your portfolio. So I'm here on the moneysmart.gov website and I've just typed in, what is compound interest? The power of compounding grows your savings faster. Awesome. The sooner you start to save, the more you'll earn with compound interest. Now this is talking about saving, but we're going to relate this back to real estate in a second. Now, compound interest is the interest you get on the money you initially deposited, called the principal, and the interest you've already earned. For example, if you have a savings account, you'll earn an interest on the initial savings and the interest that you've already earned. You could get interest on that interest. So the interest is now producing more interest. Yeah, that's cool. This is different to simple interest. Simple interest is paid only on the principal at the end of the period. A term deposit usually earns a simple interest. So hopefully that makes a lot of sense and you haven't lost interest in this video. If you haven't, smash that like button because it helps support the video and the channel. So that's very important because otherwise I'm out of a job and, you know, can't make funny jokes anymore about real estate. Now, how this relates to real estate and how you can really take advantage of it is on two fronts. Number one, we know that you don't need to go out there and buy a whole property with cash only. I mean, you could go out there and buy a property for $500,000 and say, hey, I've got it in my backpack, here's the 500K. Or what most people will do is go out and put a 10 or 20% deposit down, and then the rest of the money is funded by the bank in the form of a home loan. Then we go out there, use that to purchase the real estate. So the first advantage of going into real estate is I can use, say, $50,000 to control an asset worth $500,000. Now, of course, there's going to be other costs associated with that, but you get the idea. Is I don't need 500K to control 500K. I just need 50K to control that same asset. Now, that's the power of leverage. Where this really kicks off is when we go and match leverage with compounding interest. And I'm going to show you an example really shortly as to how this all works. What I've got here is just a simple compound interest calculator. Now, it's very important we go through all the basics and then we can really ramp things up. Now, here what I've got is the initial investment. Now, again, we've got a real estate investment of $500,000. And what we've done here is the interest rate is 6.8%, so the rate of growth. Now, that's just the long-term average here in Australia. I'm going to show you the difference even 1% can make on your property portfolio, and it's going to be absolutely wild, which is why you need to be very careful with what property you purchase. But we'll get onto that in a second. Now, I've got here 5 years. Again, that is not long-term, but we've just done it for the example, and we say calculate. So what we can see here on the right is in the green, This is what the future value of that property is worth now, which is $694,000. That means I've made about $194,000 and my initial balance was $500K. That would give me a rate of return of 38%. Now, numbers like that already sound amazing, but because we bought this with leverage, it's actually a higher rate of return. When we go cash on cash return, that's where the numbers start blowing your mind. Because remember, we didn't put 500K into this deal. What we did was put 50K and probably costs of 20K. So really our initial balance is closer to about $75,000 to $80,000. So in that case, we've now produced with that $80,000, $194,000 as our return. And that's based on 6.8% worth of growth. You may have gone out there, bought property a couple of years ago and said, well, my property didn't average out to be 6.8%. Maybe it was lower than that. Maybe it was 3%. Maybe it was 12% because you bought in the right location at the right time. Now, I cover off in detail around numbers and being completely transparent with exactly what I bought exactly 12 months ago. So I'm not sure when you're watching this, but you can refer back to 12 months ago and you can check out this video. This is the video I break down the three purchases I made, why I made them, where I was buying them, and what those numbers look like now. Now, matching that with a 12-month performance wouldn't really make sense. So I've given you three data points here. Number one is from that video, you'll probably see an average growth of about 12.9% over the last 12 months. Then you've got stats on our website, which averages to be about 11%. And then you've got my average of my entire portfolio, which have been growing for almost 10 years now, and that averages out to be between 10 and 13%. So for the purpose of this video, I'm gonna go in here and say, well, look, I can outperform the market because I know exactly where to look because I have a team of researchers and we can do it properly. So I can go out there and say, instead of an interest rate of 6.8%, I can go in with something higher. Now keep in mind, this is at 5 years. So if I go and change this to simply going 11%, in 5 years' time, the difference between the first scenario to the second scenario is almost a 2x. What we can see here is now that same property is worth $842,000, which means it's gone up by $342,000. In the first example, it went up by $194,000. So you can already see the difference it makes by having the right tools around to be able to execute with speed and get into the right markets. Now, just to put the cherry on top, what we're gonna look at is how this actually fares in the period of 20 to 30 years. Because realistically, if you're buying property simply to sell in 5 years, you're probably in the wrong asset. You might be better off looking at something like Dogecoin. What you wanna be focusing on is how do I park my money from the high paying job, my side hustles, as well as my high paying income from my company and go and put it into real estate. You then have that real estate machine continue to grow. And what will happen is that you'll eventually find that the equity that you receive from that portfolio is greater than your active income. And then your cash flow increases and that gives you choice today. The equity gives you choice tomorrow. And that's just a beautiful thing because that means you can retire earlier. So let's look at this example when we look at a 30-year period. What we've done here is go back to the original numbers of 6.8% and for 30 years. Now that 500K property will now in 30 years, not accounting for inflation, be worth close to about $3.5 million. I know it sounds weird and I know it sounds absolutely absurd because we may have a rate of diminishing returns, which means it won't grow by 6.8% despite it having grown over the last 30 years by 6.8%. And that might be true. So for the purpose of this video, what we're gonna do is look at a conservative number just to see what that could look like. Again, keeping in mind that inflation is gonna erode a lot of this. And although I can get hate in the comment and you can be like, hey, well, inflation's gonna eat up most of that, so it's actually not $3.5 million, you're right. The truth is, it's probably gonna be worth a lot less in today's value. But if that's what I can achieve with real estate, imagine what would happen with savings. If I simply went out there, just put my money into a bank account and hoped that I made 3 to 4%. That's not even leverage money. So in that case, if you're gonna have the same argument around inflation, I've already said I agree, but you've gotta then apply the same rules to the savings in your bank account. And that's why I have a problem when people say, oh, I just need $1 million. If I go and invest into X fund or I go and do this, I'll have $1 million by the time I retire. Now think about this, $1 million 20 years ago was actually like FU money. And now $1 million won't even buy you a place in Sydney. So when you think about how high prices can go, it's just our limiting beliefs, our mindset that keeps us grounded to go, no, that can never happen. I'm sure the guy that was selling the house for $190,000 in Sydney, say 20 years ago, would never have thought his property would now be worth $3 million when he's gone on to sell in 2024. So you end up with 3.5 in this example being at 6.8%. If we were to go and reduce this and it was 4% growth, what would that look like? It would mean that 500K property is now worth $1.6 million. Now again, at $1.6 million, you're still getting further ahead, and that's just with one property. I show exactly how you can retire filthy rich in Australia with just two properties in this video. So definitely go check out that one. You can basically go click on the card and then save it to watch later after you watch the rest of this video. So Ravi, why is this all so important? Why do I need to know about compounding interest? It sounds boring, and ultimately I can retire on a million or 1.5 mil by just saving my money, put it into some funds, and yeah, call it a day. Well, yeah, you probably could do that. But as we go through our later years in life, we have less and less choice. We also have less time, because if you think about it, if you're in your 20s and maybe your 30s and you don't have kids, you have a lot of time. And then you suddenly have kids, and although that's a beautiful thing and some people may not want kids, but each to their own, I'm in the camp that I really want to have a family. So that means I'm going to have less time in the next 2 to 3 years than I do right now, which means all the extra time that I have, I want to be focusing on building my machine. Because if I build my machine now, it makes my life so much easier later. You've probably heard that saying, easy life today means harder life tomorrow, or harder life today means easier life tomorrow. That's just basically how I live life. And when you think about it, life's just gotten easier, even though I take on more stress, I take on more things to do, and I actually really enjoy it. The numbers seem to get bigger, and things that I want to buy don't necessarily get bigger because I'm still wearing black t-shirts and whatnot. But I think you're starting to get my point. You don't need to go out there and buy like 10 different properties. You don't need a portfolio worth like $10 million today. It would be a nice to have, but if you could do the real basics of just buying one property, you'll learn the importance of how this works, how compounding interest works, how leverage returns work, and all those horror stories you heard about tenants ruining your property just never happened. That's when you'll have the confidence to go and repeat the process, and that is how you retire early and on your own terms. That is what I advocate for. If you want to do it in your 30s, if you want to do it in your 50s, let's go, let's make it happen. If you need the help, you can definitely contact our team. I'll leave a link in the description below. You can book a call and we can start moving at speed. I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. And if you have, and there's so many other videos on this channel, I don't know why you haven't subscribed yet. So you may as well smash that subscribe button. And then that way you'll be notified exactly when I bring out my next one. I hope you guys have enjoyed this one. Catch you on the next one. Thanks guys.